Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. Happy Tuesday morning. I'm thankful to be with you this morning. My name's Paul Pretty, and I have the privilege of taking this Tuesday slot here on the Drivecast. And so every Tuesday, I will be bringing to you just an update from our LifePoint Marion campus, where I have the privilege of serving as our teaching pastor there. And we haven't yet launched that campus, but we're working on it. And also in this Tuesday morning time, I'll also bring to you just a selection from my own personal devotional time. So a little bit of a change from what we typically do in sharing from the previous Sunday's message. And so, yeah, speaking of Marion, I just want to direct your prayers specifically toward God's provision of a facility. We have, I mentioned this last week, but dozens and dozens and dozens of people who want to be a part of this, and we believe that will be hundreds soon after we launch and in our launch there in Marion. But we don't have a space to meet yet. I've looked at so many options throughout Marion and just hasn't been the right fit yet and what is manageable for us. And so I would ask that you would direct some of your prayers and some of your thought and intention toward asking God for the right facility and the funds and all that we need to have a location and a facility that we can gather, we can proclaim faithfully the gospel, and we can praise Jesus together. And so that's a huge need for us. Please be praying about that. Well, this morning, we're going to continue in Ezekiel. That's what I shared with you last Tuesday, was a selection from Ezekiel. And this morning, we're going to be in Ezekiel chapter 36. And in this section, the couple of chapters prior to this as well, there's been sort of a shift in going from the prophecies of judgments and of really punishment, in a sense, over rebellion of both Israel and Jerusalem and also the nations, to then this promise of restoration. It's one of the incredible things. One of the things I love reading, one of the things I love about the Old Testament is reading these promises of God and then seeing them find their fulfillment hundreds of years later, always in Christ. It just speaks to the reality of God and that He is the author of time and of history, and He is in control, because only God could make a promise and then hundreds of years and sometimes thousands of years later fulfill that promise to the T. And it's incredible. And I hope that just helps us worship God, just that reality alone. But anyway, so coming out of really, 25 or 30 chapters of the promise of judgment, then Ezekiel gets to this promise of restoration. And so verse 36, speaking the words of God, the text says this, chapter 36, verse 26, he says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God." So again, this is coming out of chapter after chapter after chapter of promised judgment for wickedness. And then God says, "But I'm going to restore you. I'm going to be faithful to save you, even when you don't deserve it, and especially when you don't deserve it." And we find just one example of the fulfillment of this promise of God in the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 20. The Apostle Paul says, "For all the promises of God find their yes in Him," Him being Jesus. "That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, and who has also put His seal on us and given us His Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." And so you have this fulfillment that when we place our faith in Christ, we receive God's Spirit, and it is the affirmation that we are saved, and it is God's Spirit who works in us to allow us to follow His statutes, to flee from sin, to have the strength to say no to things. It's not our own strength, but it's God working in us, moving us toward righteousness and away from sinfulness. And so other places in Scripture, other places in 2 Corinthians talk about the old is gone, the new is here, right? We've been made into these new creations in Christ. And from the practical outlook at this, a couple of things. Number one is that we are never too far gone personally from God. No sin we commit, no amount of rebellion can separate us from the mercies and the grace of God. And the book of Ezekiel, in many ways, is a tangible example of God. His hand we are never too far from His hand. And no matter how much we have fallen in the past, we are extended grace through the person of Jesus. And that's a promise that should give us joy and confidence and just thankfulness over the goodness of God. And also, it should remind us that no one that we know is too far gone. No one that we know is out of reach of the saving power of God through Christ. And that should, again, encourage us and give us a motivation to be used as the instruments in God's hands to bring that person to God and see their life literally change, see them be made into a new creation, see them be filled with the power that only comes through the Holy Spirit as He works in us to convict us of sin and to convict us and move us into righteousness. And so those are just a couple of things that I was thinking about this week. Thank you, God, that prior to knowing Jesus, and I think of my own life and the sin that I was stuck in and the way that I lived my life, how I wanted to live it, and the way that, my mind was just filled with so much garbage, and I pursued things that I thought were right that were just so destructive, and God chose to save me, and I wasn't out of His reach. And there are so many people like me who need saved as well. And the fact that God would use me as an instrument to do that just blows me away. And I hope that's an encouragement to you. I hope that's something you'll think about as you go into the rest of your day. And I'm really, again, thankful that you joined the Drivecast this morning. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. To close, I want to pray for you. And then as I close in prayer, I want to encourage you to pray just thankfulness for the salvation that you have received through Christ, and thankfulness, and thank God that no one is out of His reach. No one is too far gone, and God can save anybody if that's according to His will. And so let's pray, and then again, hope you'll join us tomorrow. Father, thank you that you saved me. God, thank you that you didn't leave me to my depraved mind. But instead, you chose to save me, and you chose to give me your Holy Spirit so that I could walk in freedom from sin. And Father, that I could walk in closeness to you, that you gave me a new heart so that I could be yours and you could be my God. And Father, I want to thank you for that. For anybody listening to this morning, I pray that they would be overwhelmed and just full of joy that you've saved them, and that they would be motivated and inspired and encouraged that so many around them need you, and that you can use them as an instrument in your hands, instruments in the hands of the Redeemer. Father, that's so good. We thank you, Lord. We love you. It's in Jesus' name that I come to you.